Great to have your company on Racing Pulse, and it's great to have Jason Adams, who will be like a little kid before Christmas, because it is the RSN Sandown Cup tomorrow night, and there are three Group 1s, including the RSN Sandown Cup. It is a stellar night of racing, and Jason is here to go through the Cup and the Group 1s and find us all the winners. Good morning, Jace. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm well, and you're right, up and about for tomorrow night. It's a stellar card of racing, as you say, with the three big Group 1s, led by the RSN Sandown Cup, and also a pretty big night upstairs as well. So I'm sure a few people and many people will be enjoying that. So if you want to get along, head to the website for all that information.
Well, we might as well give that a plug off the top. So what's the easiest way to get tickets to Sandown, and is there still plenty of hospitality available?
There is. So if you head to our website at sandowngreyhounds.com.au, follow the prompts to the Sandown Cup page, and through there you can see what's on offer. So there's a Carlton Draft Sports Bar, $5 schooners all night. It's $49 to enter that area, and also access to the Punters Club as well, a premier Punters Club where there's a $5,000 starting pool before anyone buys a ticket. So if you're getting involved, you're in front before you start. So certainly a night to make sure you get along to.
And you can go and get photos with Gareth Hall as well. And indeed, he's signing autographs in between races. So why wouldn't you get trackside? Let's drill down on the Group 1 RSN Sandown Cup final. We're going to have a chat to Lisa Delbridge in a minute. Lisa and Mark are looking for back-to-back Sandown Cups. They've got Jarek Bale in this year after winning it last year. But we'll go through in box order. Orca, number one. The tab market has Orca, the fixed price at the moment, $21.
Probably about accurate to win, Michael, but I think a lot of people will be targeting him as a place chance. He's a type that always finds himself at the pointy end of the field. He just keeps galloping and certainly plays a part in most of the finishes of his races. So from a place point of view, a lot of people will be circling around him.
The fixed-priced favourite at the moment is Mapunga Ruby at $3.
And she deserves to be favourite, class act. And last week was her first 700 in for about a month. So she had a small injury out of the Association Cup at Wentworth Park. So she would have to be better, second up this time around. And class on her side is the reason why she's the favourite in the market.
Absolutely. Jason Thompson knows how to win an RSN Sandown Cup. He's got Kalinda Lady, who is jumping from box three, and currently the market has Kalinda Lady a $4.60 chance.
And she's a lesser-known duo that I speak of, her sister Kalinda Patty, and that's purely because she's had less racing experience. So the word has always been over the past few weeks, especially, that she's just as good as Kalinda Patty. So now she finds herself in the biggest staying race there is, and has another opportunity to really enhance her status and profile as a star stayer coming through the ranks.
Number four is Gypsy Wong, Andrea Daly trains, and at the market is Gypsy Wong, an $8 chance.
Well, we've taken her on before, and she's bit us on the backside a number of times. It seems to be grand final today she turns up, Michael, so draws fair. She was pretty good last week, but again, she just wins big races when it matters. She's a three-time Group 1 winner, and here she is again lining up in another big one.
Outsider of the field is number five, Aston Velvet, $41.
Great story behind her trainer, Michelle Marley, who's got two runners in this year's final, but really hard to push a case for her and the depth of field that we do see her up against here.
And the kennel mate is Golden Quest at $23, number six.
Don't mind her from a place point of view, Michael. She's got good early speed, so she's going to be on the pace early on. Just needs a bit of a gap to really make a big impact on the race. But she's the second of the two chances for Michelle Marley. She was very emotional after the races last week because her father recently passed away. He was a very good trainer of stayers in her own right. So a stack of sentimental value behind Michelle and her two runners.
Number seven is Untapped at $5. And Jared Daffy loves his greyhounds, and he's tipping Untapped.
That he is. For Dustin Drew has done a terrific job with her. She's hailed from the National Greyhound Draft under Team Border and started off her career where there was uncertainty whether she was even going to race. She just didn't show a lot of interest, and Dustin's done an amazing job to get her where she is, and she's another with good early pace, so you'd want her to be up front. I think she will be.
And Jarek Bale has drawn the 8 pink box, $4.80.
Well, we can repeat what we said last week, and he stitched us up because we thought box eight, probably not ideal for him. His form over 700 wasn't that convincing at that point. But after last week's performance, he was enormous. So fastest heat winner, Box 8's got to be the concern, but we know the way he finished off last week was career best performance from him over the 700 metres, so can't put a line through him at all. Big player.
And Kalinda Paddy and Rowan Bale are the two emergencies. Well, it was 12 months ago that Lisa Delbridge and her partner were celebrating a win in the RSN Sandown Cup, and they're looking to go back-to-back tomorrow night.
Tyler Durden sets a cracking tempo, led by three lengths to Zach Minnelli and Zipping Rambo. They've gone five lengths then to Sir Truculent Stanley Road. Well back to Maggie Moo Moo, We the People and Kenny the Brute last. Tyler Durden led them all. A length and a half to Zipping Rambo. They've broken clear to Stanley Road as they turn. The rail now for Zipping Rambo. Goes through in the Sandown Cup to take the lead. Late Stanley Road. Zipping Rambo won the Sandown Cup. Zipping Rambo by a length and a half.
Well, I'm sure Lisa Delbridge has got a smile reliving 12 months ago when the big Rambo was able to get home and win the RSN Sandown Cup. I wonder if she's confident of going back-to-back. What an amazing training performance it would be by Lisa if she was able to combine with Mark and win two RSN Sandown Cups in a row. They've got Jarek Bale, and Lisa joins us this morning. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Morning. Oh, my heart's beating a bit listening to that race again. But, hope it's doing again on Thursday night.
It would be unbelievable. What's your confidence like compared to 12 months ago with Jarek Bale tomorrow?
Well, there was always a question last year with Rambo getting in a good position. And unfortunately, I think Zach Minnelli broke down. But, I mean, he showed that what he was able to do. And, I mean, Jarek this year, he's just gone to the next level after, like, there was always the question of whether he'd run the 700 out. And, I mean, we always sort of knew he'd run it out, but whether he was competitive enough. And he certainly showed that last week. And I'm happy with the box draw. I mean, a lot of people say that he's not a pink dog, but he showed last week his navigation through fields and just his good race sense. So really hoping for another run like last week. All he has to do is sort of do what he did last week and keep out of trouble, and who knows.
Lise, he's got a similar racing profile to what Zipping Rambo did last year, and there was that sort of point to prove over 700 metres, which he did last week, and it was a peak performance. He was really good. Is there a reservation at all, given he hasn't had a real stack of racing over the true 700 metres, that he may have peaked last week and may not be able to reproduce that this week, or is there no concerns and full confidence heading in?
Well, that's always a question in your mind, but generally over 700, they sort of peak, and then their third run where they sort of find out at themselves a little bit. But, I mean, he's pulled up super, jumping out of his skin. Like, he pulled up after the race as if he hadn't even gone round, Mark said. So, I mean, there's plenty of gas in the tank for him. So, just fingers crossed he gets a nice run into the race.
And, Lise, just quickly before we let you go, obviously owned by Jan Wheeler, and a lot of emotion surrounds that situation after the passing of Paul last year. Is a lot of more sentimental value this time around, given Paul is no longer with us and he was such a giant of the sport, to be able to take out a big one with the combination with the Wheelers would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's, every race that we try and we go involved in, so the Wheeler family, you always get a buzz because, you know, up there in the big sky, he's looking down. And Dan's coming down tomorrow for the race, so it's a big day for her because it's hard still, but she has to just get out there and do this new stuff. So it'll be, for him to win tomorrow with Dan there, it would be absolutely amazing. And, it's just an honour.
Well, Lisa, we wish you all the best. I'm sure Jarek Bale's going to be one of the hardest to beat. I wonder if Jason's tipping. We'll find out in a moment, but it would be a huge effort to go back-to-back in the RSN Sandown Cup. Best of luck to yourself and Mark tomorrow night.
Thanks very much.
Lisa Delbridge, the co-trainer, along with Mark Delbridge, of Jarek Bale. Who are you tipping in this year's Sandown Cup, Jase?
Mapunga Ruby. Michael can't go past her class. Inside draws, a big tick for her. And as I said just before, that first hit out over 700 for a month last week's going to give her plenty. So I couldn't build a case strong enough for the others to take on Mapunga Ruby.
All right. And there are two other Group 1s as well, the Harrison-Dawson final and the Sapphire Crown final. Who are you tipping in those Group 1s?
Harrison-Dawson, which is the first leg of the quaddie, big quaddie projected pool in line as well, and with Fearless Max number one for Team Will, and then the Sapphire Crown. Wow, she's fast. It was just brilliant last week. Yes, she missed the start, but I think we've seen enough from her on her home deck at Sandown to suggest that that was a blemish from what she typically does. So I'll be with Fearless Max and the Harrison-Dawson, and then Wow, She's Fast in the Sapphire Crown.
Number one in the Harrison-Dawson, and Wow, She's Fast is going to be one of the draw cards tomorrow night as well. Jason, looking forward to getting trackside. It is one of the great nights of greyhound racing here in Melbourne, and the RSN Sandown Cup is the feature. We'll have a lot more on Gareth's program and tomorrow as well. Enjoy the night. We'll see you there, Jace.
Yeah, no worries, Michael. Thank you. And just a bit off topic, fields have just come out for Wentworth Park, and She's a Pearl back in action this Saturday night, so watch out.
Oh, we'll snip you. You know who to snip tomorrow night at Sandown. It's Jason Adams. We'll break for the 10 o'clock news. More winners after this.